I hope you'll pray for me, and it's not my intention that I'd take a long time, but I'm glad to be here this morning. And you that was looking for Brother Jim to be with me, he's in a funeral today. And C.B. Smith's son-in-law is dead, and that's who the brother was talking about here a little earlier. And he's over there. He was in that funeral today. And so as we've met here in memory of our loved ones, our dear brothers and sisters that's outstripped us and gone on, and while I didn't know very many of the names, there was a few that I was acquainted with. And but you know, friends, this morning they're much better off than you and I. They don't have to worry anymore about who's going to take care of them when they get old, or what might happen to us. And this morning, I feel that their spirits or their souls is going on to be with the Lord. And some says they're here and they're under the altar and they're not happy. But I don't know how you could be with the Lord and not be happy this morning. And I know that he told the thief there on the cross when he was dying there that today shalt thou be with me in paradise. And paradise to you and I, the way that I look at it, paradise is a wonderful place. Amen. It is a happy place. And, you know, I would think that... So you see, friends, today, and he said, he that overcometh... He that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit says unto the churches. He that overcome will I give to eat of the tree of life, which is in the midst of the paradise of God. So we understand that the tree of life, we know that it was in the garden there when God created a garden eastward in Eden. The tree of life was there, and also the tree of the knowledge of good and evil gave man the choice. But you see, friends, here today, and I believe that man on the cross there, that the murderer, thief, or whatever he was, anyhow, he was a malefactor, and I believe he went to his soul or spirit went to paradise, the heaven. I have a hard time of separating paradise from heaven this morning. And if you can, that's fine, and I wouldn't. You could help me with that. You see, friends, the main thing is that this morning there, and I know that sometimes some of the brethren, they will use that this man wasn't baptized and he went to heaven, so perhaps I don't have to be baptized. But you see, friends, here this morning, there, and I hope the Lord will bless me, though. I know that, but I can tell you what the Bible says, and you see, there was no way that this man could have been baptized. This man was on a cross. He was hanging there on a cross. The Romans had put him there, and according to history, they hated the Christians anyway, and they would not have allowed that man. They would have probably even tried to make his death more punishable or more suffering if they possibly could have. And there, but the main thing this morning is what the Bible teaches. And I hope you'll pray for me. And I really was kind of struggling even last night. We had went over at the Big Leatherwood Church over there, And Brother Frank was, or Brother Terry was over there, and he asked me if I was coming down this morning, and I said, well, really, I hadn't really, since Brother Jim couldn't come, I had thought I'd just come back to the funeral. And but you know, but I'm glad that I'm here this morning, and there, glad to see this wonderful congregation that's come here. And I know as we drove down the road and see the... some of the churches, their parking lots, were beginning to fill up this morning. And God has set this day aside that for us to come and to worship Him there. And how do we do that this morning, you know? The Bible says that God is not worshipped with men's hands as though He needed anything, seeing that He hath made all nations one. And so you see here, friends, this morning, we don't worship God with our hands, and we worship God with our spirit.
Yeah.
We serve God here in this world, what time we live here. And sometimes, you know, I wonder if I'm there, what kind of a servant. Am I really there the 45 years that now that I've been in the old regular Baptist church? And as I look back over my life, I see that I think I could have done a lot better, brother Ruggles. And I hope that that don't cross your minds this morning. But you know, I feel this morning that I know that God loves me. He just told me that there a minute ago when I was bowed there upon her knees and there. And when I close my eyes, I can still see that little spark of light that I saw 45 years ago sitting by my father's casket when God appeared, actually when He first appeared to me. I always believed in God, always believed that there was a God, but you know, there was one time in my life, and I know that you've heard me tell this, but I'll tell it one more time. 1941, in October, 1941, my little brother, my four-year-old brother, was taken from the home. And I could hear my mother screaming and crying and saying, why did God take my child, my baby, from me? You see, friends, here mommy didn't understand that he couldn't live here any longer. What did it cause me to do? It caused me, Brother Junior, to try to hate God when I was 7 years old, thinking that God had done something to hurt my mother, my 93-year-old mother now living there. I just left this morning before, didn't know how that she was faring. But you see, friends, here this morning, but let me tell you, let me show you how that God got my attention. 7 years old. Me and some of my cousins was sitting outside the house there and sitting on an old corn sled, and my older cousin, he had an axe in his hand and hacking on that rail there on that corn sled. And you see, friends, and I said, you know, I was trying to hate God there that morning or that evening, at night. I made this statement, and it stuck with me ever since. Well, when I die, I don't believe in God. When I die, I'd heard the preacher preach about living and meeting your loved ones again in heaven when this life is over. I don't believe in God. I just throw me over in the holler when I die. No sooner than I made that statement, that axe came down upon my hand right there, and I still wear that scar right here today, Brother Lonnie Gregory. And so, friends, here I never forgot that. And so, friends, let me tell you this morning. And I know that I have tried to respect and reverend God ever since that day. That didn't save me, no. But you see, friends, here this morning. But that always, and I can remember there, and I hope I'll get away from this, but I'm just trying to tell you how God dealt with me. I don't know how He dealt with you. But I know the grace of God that brings salvation hath appeared unto all men, teaching us that denying ungodliness and worldly lust, that we should live righteously, soberly, and godly in this present world. Is that right or wrong? And so, friends, there's no doubt in my mind. There's no excuse today. But maybe you may be like I was, friends. I'll just put it off a little while longer. You see, God never did quit calling to me, friends. Here, I don't know if that'll meet your experience or not, but God, I can always feel Him around me there. And so, friends, that's another reason that I love Him. He never gave up. You know, sometimes we may give up on our loved ones. You see, and we may say, well, they'll never turn. But oh, friend, ain't you glad this morning? God never gives up. Is that right or wrong? And so I bless His high name here today. There's only one person. There's only one manner of people that I can read in the Bible here that are accursed. He's talking about the sinner. A child may die. I may die 100 years old. But the sinner, being 100 years old, is cursed. And so, friends, don't put it off, friends. You may cross over the boundary line. Oh, but death may find you. Death may find you in your sins. And here's what Jesus said about the matter. Friends, except you believe that He was talking directly to His people. Except you believe that I am He, you'll die in your sins. And where I am, you cannot come. But when He was hanging there on the cross, here's what happened to His people. You see, friends, it's a dangerous thing to put it off. You see here, no doubt, the experience that I had with the Lord when I was 7 years old, there, friend. But if I'd have died, friends, after that I stepped off in sin, and I can't really tell you when that was, but I know that I did, because it don't matter about that anyhow, because I was conceived in sin, friend. You and I was, and there's enough of Adam there in every one of us to take us out of this world, you see. But oh, bless His high name here today. And here's what He said there. When Pilate, after they'd scourged Him, beat Him nearly to death, you see, friends, what do you think about Jesus this morning? What kind of a person was He? Was he a man like me? No. He took upon Himself the seed of Abraham. Is that right or wrong? And being found in fashion as a man, He humbled Himself unto death, even the death of the cross. But here's what Pilate said to them people there. I don't find no fault in this man. Oh, bless His high name. Yeah, I know He's found a lot of faults in Deaner Moore, but you see, friends, here today, I haven't found. What have you found? I'll tell you what I found, mothers. I found a lot of joy and peace and happiness. Is that right or wrong? These 45 years that I've been trying. When I get low down in the valley, there He takes me by the hand. Is that right or wrong? And He said, I don't find any fault in this man, and here's what they said. Here's what His own people that He loved so well, that he came unto His own, and His own received Him not, but as many as did receive Him, to them gave He power to become the sons of God. For 74 years ago I was born the son of Walker and anymore. But 45 years ago, I became a son of God. And I know people as long they've had their heads taken from their bodies for preaching that. But that's the way that I believe it anyhow. Is that right? If I'm what I say I am, I'm a child of the King, a friend here. And my father owns the cattle of 1,000 hills. Yeah, raised pretty poor in this world here. Many a morning down the road barefooted to school, but I'm not a bit ashamed of that. But here's what I want to say to you here, and tried to justify himself. Took him a little basin of water, washed his hands. And I'm pure from the blood of this just man. But here's what the people said that He came to die for. Brother Lonnie, He came to save them. Let His blood be upon us and our children. what's happened to the Jewish people today? You see, friends, here there's no doubt in my mind they've been the most persecuted people in this world, but they could still be saved if they'd only look to Jesus today. A friend, he would save them. Is that right or wrong? And bless his high name. But what do you see in Jesus? What kind of a person do you think he was? Here's what the Bible says about him. You see, friends, we don't really understand what kind of a man was he. He was God manifested in the flesh, and he said, "When you see me, you've seen the Father also." And so, friends, here today, you know, they come to him one time. Oh, show us the Father, and it'll suffice us. And here's what he said. Friends, I have I been so alone with you, and yet you don't know. Oh, bless his high name today. He was God today here in the human form, if you will, friends. And so here, and that's what the difference was between him, you and I. You see, friend, this man didn't know no sin. This man there had no earthly father. There, is that right or wrong? You see, friends, here. But I know that's a great mystery, friends, here today. And I know people are trying to do away with the Immaculate Conception. But oh, bless his high name here today. And even his mother, when the angel Gabriel come to her, how can these things be? Seeing that I've never known a man, but here's what he said unto her, the Holy Ghost shall overshadow you, and that holy thing which shall be born of you shall be called the Son of God. Is that right or wrong? But oh, friends, here today, but let's see Jesus, who was made a little lower than the angels, by the suffering of death, but crowned with glory and honor, that he by the grace of God should taste death for every man. Yeah, you see, friends, here, there's a part of this old man here that don't dread death anymore. Is that? I hope that don't cross your mind here this morning. But if I'm what I say I am, that soul was born again the night day of June 1963. He can't die, Brother Lonnie. Is that right or wrong, friends? I know this old man here, Brother Compton, he's just getting a little weaker every day. And soon he's going to die. And here's what the Bible says, and then I'll try to give the brother some time about death. You see, a lot of times we don't understand how we die. Some people think that God is just sitting up there in heaven. Today's your time, and tomorrow's your time. I don't see God like that at all. Friends, right here. The only thing God ever had to do with death, he abolished it. Is that right or wrong? When he got out of the grave there on that third and appointed morning, he said, all power is given unto me. Is that right or wrong? Nobody else has ever been able to say that. What does the Bible say how we die? I know people, and I don't mean to be controversial here, but I want to tell you the truth this morning. Some people say they try to twist the scripture and say he gives them the breath and they live and he takes it and they die. Show me that in God's Bible and you can convert me. But here's what the Bible says about death. Paul in his writing to the Corinthian church, for as in Adam all die, that's how you die, friends, here this morning. For as in Adam all die, but even so in Christ shall all be made alive. But every man in his own order, Christ the first fruits, and then them that are his at his coming. Yeah, that's what we're met in memory of here this morning. Friends, here, because that little brother that I spoke to you about a little bit ago, he'll be with Jesus. He'll be with Jesus. Amen. My mama relate the story to me. He was sick a lot in his four little years that he lived here. Take him out in the sun to warm his little body. Look up into that big blue heaven. Oh, it seemed like it was so bluer back in them days. The atmosphere. Does Jesus really live up there? This is a four-year-old. Does Jesus really live there? Yeah. Well, I'm going up there to see him. And so, friends, here today, I feel here. And let me tell you this, and then I'm closing. You see, friends, here, not too long after, 45 years ago, after me and my dad, we walked out on our job in Narrows, Virginia. And a little bit later, my dad was laying under a crane there that he turned over and killed himself. But not long after that, I began to turn to the Lord. Well, it wasn't long after that. It was right then that I began to turn to the Lord. One night in a dream, you see, friends, here I hadn't seen my little brother in about 20-some years. I'd actually almost forgot what he looked like, except I'd look at a photograph. But one night in a dream, in this big crowd, I really think it was almost just what the Apostle Paul said when he was carried up into heaven. But here I go through this big crowd of shaking hands, and everybody was just so happy. Come to this big hand. My dad was some of these brethren, they can remember him. I was a very large man, and I reached out and shook this big hand there. I knew that was my dad's hand. I looked up there, and here he had my little four-year-old brother right there in his arms. Brother Lonnie Gregory, and you talk about a happy time there, friends. And here's how the apostle summed it up. Here's how heaven is, friends. He said, I knew a man in Christ about 14 years ago. Whether in the body or out of the body, I know not, but God knoweth and how. And such a one caught up to the third heaven. Is that right or wrong? And he said, and I knew such a one. Whether in the body. He didn't know whether he had an out-of-the-body experience or whatever you want to call it or not. And how that he was caught up into paradise. And he saw things. He heard words which was not lawful for man to utter. Oh, friends, you and I, we may try to imagine how heaven is. But you see here, only His Spirit can reveal that to us. Is that right? Eyes not seen it. Ears not heard it. But He reveals it unto us by His Spirit. And He said, and hearing that, and what happened to this man there? Because of the abundance of the revelations that was given unto me, a thorn in the flesh, the messenger of Satan, to buffet me, lest I should be exalted. You see, no doubt in my mind, here, friends, if it hadn't been for that, the apostle would probably been, he would probably been exalted. But he said, and I sought the Lord three times for this, but he said, my grace is sufficient for you, Paul. But when you're weak, then you're made strong. Is that right or wrong? You see, friends, no doubt in my mind here, when you think there you don't have any friends, just look up. He's a friend that'll stick closer than a brother. A friend indeed. You see, friends, here, and here's how that I want to close. Oh, Peter, you see. Oh, he loved Peter. He loves everybody. But you see, friends, here, he told Peter, Simon Bar-Jonah, thou art Peter, and upon this rock I'll build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. When they came into the garden there, here's what I want to get to you. When they came into the garden there that night to take him, Judas had betrayed him, for 30 pieces of silver. Betrayed him with a kiss. Peter drew out his sword there and began to smite the high priest's servant and cut his ear off. The Lord just put it back on. You see, friends, here, and told him to put up the sword. He that lives by the sword, he's going to die by the sword. Here. But here's what he said unto him after that he had there. He said, Peter, do you love me? Do you love the Lord this morning? Do you love him better? Do you love him better than your husband or better than your children? I know me and Irene, we've got two wonderful children. Brother Lonnie Gregory married one of my boys over in the Little Murray Church. He wanted to be married in an old regular Baptist church, married a Catholic, and she agreed to be married in a regular Baptist church. But you see, friends, do you love the Lord this morning? I know today's me and my wife's 45th anniversary. When I got up this morning, I wished her, I said, happy anniversary. She said, well, you too. But you see, friend, here's the point. I know that here, this don't bother my wife, and it don't bother my children to tell them, sister, that I love the Lord better than I do them. And I think they understand that we've just about worked ourselves to death for them. I love him better than I love my wife here this morning. You see, friends, God joined us together 45 years ago, and I told her this morning, I said, well, maybe if we make it five more, we may do it all over again. But you see, friends, here today, but here's what I want to say, and I'm closing. Yes, Peter, do you love me, Peter? Yeah. Yeah, Lord. I love you. Well, feed my lambs. Asked him again, Peter, do you love me? Yeah, Lord. Feed my sheep. He asked him a third time, and Peter got a little upset there that he would ask him three times. And, yeah, Lord, you know all things, and you know that I love you. And here's what he said to him, and this is how that I'm closing. He said, Peter, I've prayed for you that thy faith fail thee not, and when thou art converted, convert the brethren, strengthen the brethren. You see, friends, here today, Peter and them, he took them up on the mountain there. Here's what God done for them. And I'll tell you one thing. Here's what he'll do for you, friends. He'll give you enough faith. He'll give you enough faith that you won't, when he mourns your soul again, that he'll give you an understanding that you're going to heaven when this life is over. Now, if we don't believe that, then I've been preaching the wrong thing. Because I never did feel that God would save you today and then turn you loose and let the devil have you tomorrow. I don't believe it works like that. And I'll give you a scripture for that, and how that he said, my Father which gave them me is greater than all, and therefore no man is able to pluck them out of my Father's hand. Ain't you glad for that? Yeah, he may cause you a lot of trouble, the old devil with, but I can tell you one thing. Here's what the Bible says. Here's what it tells you to do when he starts giving you problems. Resist him and he'll flee from you. A little prayer will put him. Will put him in his place. Is that right, brother? You see, friends, here. He said, "I beheld Satan as lightning fall from heaven." Yeah, friends, and you know, people try. They try, and I know I must not get on to that. But people try. You know, they'll try to twist that around and say that he was in the eternal heaven there at one time. I'll tell you what the Bible says. He was he was some kind of an archangel or whatever. But the Bible says he was a murderer and a liar from the beginning. Is that right or wrong? And we know that there's nothing unclean has ever been on that road. Thanks be to God for that road. I feel that he put me in that way 45 years ago, and he's kept me there. And I feel if I should be blessed to live another 45 years, he'll still have me in his hand. Is that right or wrong? Because his hand is strong, brother. And it's not short. His arm is not short that he can't save. Is that right or wrong? So friend, get in the way here today. Let me beg you here. Don't put it off. Because you don't know. You don't know when you're going to leave here. We know that we're all going to die. We understand that, except the Lord would come. We're all going to die because, and Adam, we're just going to wear out our bodies. My 93-year-old mother that can't take care of herself anymore. About a year ago, my mother was able to get up on Sunday morning. My mother was able to get up on Sunday morning and fix things to take to the church to feed the people 92 years old. She didn't have to do that. Me and my wife had told her many times, you've done it. But I want to do that. She wanted to do something for the Lord. You see, I just have to get this right here, and then I'm quitting.
Thank you, Lord.
You see, Jesus went into this little home up there. There was a little home up in Nazareth there. There was a little family that he loved, and there was two little sisters in that home there. And you know, and they went in there, brother, God bless you, Brother Lewis, and they went in that home, and one of them little sisters, she was just trying her best to do something for the Lord. She wanted to make him a wonderful meal. No doubt they was going to put the best they had on. She was going to do that, put the best that they had on the table for Jesus there that day. And she was a little upset. Here sat Murray, right at his feet. Oh, how wonderful it is when you can bow at the foot of Jesus. Is that right or wrong? Yeah, friends, I'd rather bow there than anywhere. I know old Brother Huff used to come here a lot. He had him a big beech tree that he went to. But I just say right at the foot of Jesus. And she was a little upset that her sister wasn't trying to help her. I could just put it in my words. Jesus, I'm trying to do something really nice for you. I'm going to give you the very best that we have here this day. Ask my sister to get up and help me. Well, he said, Martha, you're troubled and cumbered about many things, but one thing is needful, and Mary has chosen that good part which shall never be taken away. You see, friends, and there was one time there was a man come there with him and talked to him and wanted him to bid my brother there that he divide the goods with me, the estate, you know. And he said, man, who made me a ruler over things like that? So here, but choose the good part, friends, today, because you don't know. Tomorrow might be too late. Don't put it off. Today's the day of salvation. If you will hear his voice, harden not your hearts as in the provocation. You see, when they hardened their hearts there in that desert, But turn to the Lord, friends, before, don't let the, here's my, this would be my advice, and I can, and I'll finish this right here like this. After the 25th day of March, 1963, I never closed my eyes at night there before I'd go to sleep. Lord, don't let me die. Don't let me die in my sins. And I can remember the 9th day of June there when the Lord saved me. I've done everything that I know to do, and I was still a sinner. I'd tried to go what Mom and Dad had taught me, go here and pray and go there and pray, but I was still a sinner. Now here I am, Lord, and you know whether I love you or not. Talk to the Lord. He'll give you an answer. I can tell you that. You know whether I love you or not, and you know whether I'm going to serve you or not. You see, I had promised him many times that I was going to do that when I was going into the Army in 1956. I thought that there was a possibility that my life could be in danger there. And I promised the Lord, if you'll just help me, I'll be a better person. But you see, that didn't last very long. But you see, friends, when I talked to him there that night, you know what I'll do. You know whether I love you or not. And you really know whether I'm going to serve you. And he came from heaven there that night, and he took my sins. I felt the burden. Now, I know the brethren there, I've heard them talk about that a lot. But I felt that sin leave my body, brother, and I felt His glorious presence come into my life there that night. And the first thing I thought about, get up and go call your mom and tell her the good news. But you see, Satan was right there in that room. They won't believe you. They'll say you got it too quick. You see, there people don't. We've been taught in the old regular Baptist church against instant conversion. But I believe that God can save anybody in this house right now if they'll just give their heart to Him. May God bless you. I done the very best I could.